Many drought plans were put into action this summer as the lack of moisture forced livestock producers across the region to adjust their grazing routine to protect their grass resources. Murdo, South Dakota rancher Brett Nix pulled the trigger on four components of his drought plan this summer. He explains having a plan of action ready to go ahead of the drought gave him the courage to destock to match forage resources.
If you have a plan that's written and you've talked about it with other family members and shared it, you know what animals are going to be sold on what date if it doesn't rain, then it gives you a lot of freedom to go ahead and exercise and implement that plan. And we found that the earlier that we start to destock, the more grass that we'll have left for the cattle that we really want to keep the most.
2017 was a dry year, and the moisture for 2018 has yet to be determined. Will ranchers be ready if another drought occurs? Nix encourages ranchers without a drought plan to use the winter months to develop one, putting down in writing actions and critical dates when moisture remains scarce.
Write it out. Think about our dates. Think about what we will sell. And think about the kind of moisture we need at a certain time. And not wait till next spring. Not wait till the middle of next summer. But put our drought plan together now, this winter, when we have time to do it.
Nix says trigger actions within drought plans are often based on moisture dates and ranch activities, such as pre-calving, bull turnout, weaning, or preg check, those time periods when cattle can be gathered and sold if grass growth is diminished due to the lack of rain. Learn more about drought planning and grazing management at sdgrass.org. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Grasslands Coalition.